This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Thanksgiving week started with similarly mixed results to what has been the feature of the trade for the past week or more. Recently, soybeans and wheat have taken turns to being to the downside leader, while corn remained more or less along for the ride. Wheat markets took the driver's seat yesterday as traders removed the risk premium from the market, stemming from the perceived escalation in the Black Sea region, which ended up being largely uneventful outside of further posturing among world leaders involved. Overall, it will likely prove difficult for the trade to make any significant price breakthroughs through this week, and volume behind the trade is not likely to have a lot of weight, especially the closer we get to the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. Expect a continuation of choppy trade moving forward. World equity markets are mixed this morning, with the U.S. market initially moving lower off the announcement of new tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China, but gradually recovering through the overnight trade. World markets are lower on the news. Many traders believe this announcement is just a threat to begin the negotiation around concessions that the new administration will be looking for. There's also question about what the president can do unilaterally and what will need to be approved in Congress. The Dow is up 18 points right now, and European and Asian markets are all trading lower. Opening cattle calls are for them to be steady to mix. Hogs look to be higher. The cattle complex was on fire early Monday but fell from highs as the day progressed, and traders settled down as they digested the implications of restricted imports from Mexico. Hogs made new contract highs before settling into the close. We'll look at the numbers next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
On the overnight, December corn is up a half cent at 425 and a quarter. Soybeans for January up 3 3/4 at 989 and a half. Soy meal down $1.70 right now at 292 even. Soy oil $1.40 higher at 42.61. Chicago wheat up 7 cents at 542 and 3/4. Kansas wheat up 9 1/4 at 555 and 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents at 587 even, and oats trading 4 1/4 cents lower at 345 even. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.